From Washington, this is VOA News. A student protest turns violent in Myanmar. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Riot police in Myanmar Tuesday attacked student protesters, ending their attempt, at least for now, to march to Yangon to protest education legislation. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok.
Police wielding batons at Letpadon dispersed about 200 protesters, primarily students and sympathetic monks. Some of the student leaders have been detained, putting a halt to the nearly one-week standoff. Protest leader Tiha Win Tin, speaking to VOA, said at least 32 people in total have been arrested. He said some of the students were hit with batons and bricks and were bleeding from their heads. For days, the demonstrators had been blocked behind wood and barbed wire barriers erected by police. University students in Myanmar, also known as Burma, have been conducting on-and-off protests for months against an education bill adopted last year. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Police in India detained about 100 Tibetan protesters outside the Chinese embassy in New Delhi Tuesday during a demonstration to mark the anniversary of a failed 1959 uprising against Chinese rule in Tibet. Protesters displayed flags, linked themselves together, and chanted slogans supporting Tibetan freedom and human rights. Police dragged them away and placed them on buses where the demonstrators continued chanting through the windows and the doors. Tuesday marked the 56th anniversary of the uprising that led to the Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, fleeing to India and establishing a government in exile in Dharamsala. Thousands of Tibetans took part in the march there on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Judges at the International Criminal Court have called on the UN Security Council to take the necessary measures to tackle Sudan's persistent refusal to arrest the country's president and send him to The Hague to stand trial on charges of orchestrating genocide in Darfur. It was the Security Council that called on the Hague-based court in 2005 to investigate widespread atrocities in Darfur, a move that led to President Omar al-Bashir being charged with genocide. Judges stressed Monday that if there is no follow-up action by the Security Council in cases it sends to the court, any referral would never achieve its ultimate goal, namely to put an end to the impunity. Iran's foreign minister says a letter from U.S. Republican lawmakers warning that any nuclear deal could be scrapped once President Obama leaves office suggests the United States is not trustworthy. Mohammad Javad Zarif is quoted by the website of Iranian State TV Tuesday as saying the letter by 47 GOP senators was unprecedented and undiplomatic. He had earlier dismissed the letter as a propaganda ploy. The White House and Democrats in Congress also denounced the letter, accusing the senators of trying to sabotage the negotiations. The U.S. ambassador to South Korea, who was slashed in a knife attack last week, has been released from a Seoul hospital. Ambassador Mark Limpert told reporters Tuesday he does expect to make a full recovery.
You know, I feel pretty darn good, all things considered. I mean, it was obviously a scary incident, but I'm walking, talking, holding my baby, hugging my wife. So I just feel really good.
Lippert had to receive 80 stitches to close a wound on the right side of his face following the attack, which was carried out by a North Korea sympathizer. 10 people have died, including three French sports heroes, in a helicopter accident during the filming of a reality show in Argentina. Authorities say the two helicopters collided Monday during the filming of a European survivalist show called Dropped. The helicopters went down in the western province of La Rioja near the Andes Mountains. All 10 people aboard the aircraft died in the crash. Among the victims were Olympic swimmer Camille Muffet, Olympic boxer Alexis Vastine, and world champion sailor Florence Artaud, all French nationals. The French president, François Hollande, released a statement calling the deaths an immense sadness. Two senior military officials in Iraq, security say Iraqi security forces have retaken a town next to the militant-held city of Dikrit as they press their offensive against Islamic State militants. Read more on our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.